Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second line on page Kuf Aleph, which is the page following 200. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Hamitztoreif, we discussed last night when we have one, two, or three people that are joining together a Zeman for 10. So Hamitztoreif Tzorech Levarech Bracha Achrona Amash Ochel. So these one, two, or three people that are joining the other seven, eight, or nine to make a minyan for Zimun, so they're not actually benching because they didn't eat bread. So therefore the Mechaber says those who are mitzarif to make the 10, they need to make the bracha achrona on what they ate. The eino niftar bebirchas hamazon shel elu, and they're not yotze with the birchas hamazon, the benching of the other people. Because they're talking about a case where they ate yerek, where they drank something, so they need to make a bar nefashos, and they're not going to be yotze with the birchas hamazon of the other members of their group. Then the Mechaber says, when were these words said that you could eat any food or have any drink and join into the Zimun? That is lehitztaref la'asara. That's if you want to be the one, two, or three that are joining in to make a Zimun of 10, then you can have a vegetable, you can have a drink, you can have any other type of food. But to join a Zimun of 3, that two people ate together, you want to be the third one. Eino mitztaref ad sheyocha kezayas pas. So the first shita says to join a zeman of 3, you absolutely must eat bread to be part of the group of 3. V'yesh omrin de bekezayis dogon mahani afilo enopas. Some say no, as long as it's from the grains, even if it's not bread, it could be a mizonos, that's also going to be fine. V'yesh omrin de biyorok u b'chol machal mahani. And some say that it could be a vegetable or any other food also works. So we have here 3 shittos. One says that for the zeman of 3, you must have bread. One says you can even have mizonos, and one says you can even have vegetables or other foods, or as we'll see in the Mishabura, drinks as well. That is only by a zeman of 3, but again, a zeman of 10 we discussed yesterday, then it's pashut according to everyone. You could have any food to join in for the zeman of 10. But then the Mechaber says, because we have this machlokes, 3-way exactly what the third person has to eat, hilkach shnayim sha'achlu, if 2 people ate a suda together, uboshlishi, the third person comes, and they want to make a zima together, im yecholim lahaskiko sheyochol kezayas pas mutav. A third person comes, you want to make a zimun, so if you can convince him to eat bread and join the zimun by eating bread, that would be the best way. Vim eino rotza, if he doesn't want to wash, he doesn't want to eat bread, so best is lo yitnu lo lishtos velo machal acher. The best is you either give him bread or you give him nothing. Because if you want to avoid the suffix, by bread you for sure could join the Zimun. If you give him nothing, you for sure can't join the Zimun. But if you give him a piece of cake, you give him an apple, you give him a drink, so then already you get involved in the machlokas. So says the Mechaber, based on these 3 shittos, it's better to avoid the suffix, avoid the machlokas, and either have him eat bread or don't give him anything. That's not always so practical. So the Mechaber says, "Vim eira shenosner lo lishtos o machal acher." If what ends up happening is you're unsuccessful in giving him bread, you end up giving him a drink or some other food to eat. Yizamnu imo, you can yes make a zimun with him. Af al pi she'eino rotza lechol pas, even though he doesn't want to eat bread. So the Mechaber says, "Lechatchila, try to give him bread or try to give him nothing. But if you're not able to, and he ends up having something else, that would be okay." You will make a zimun, you will satisfy at least some of the shittos that we mentioned before. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tezvav Tzorach Levarech. The first point was that those who join to make 10 and are not eating bread, so they have to make a bracha achrona on whatever they ate. So says the Mishabura, Tzorach Levarech La'achar Shegomar Lishmoa Birchas HaZimun. They join into the 10, they listen to the Zimun, and then they have to go ahead and make their own bracha achrona. Sivkot and Tezayin Ve'eno Nifter, they're not patted up with the Birchas HaMazon. Means to say, even if they have kavana, they ate a vegetable, now they have kavana to be yotze with the benching, it doesn't help. Like we paskin, we'll see later on in Siman Reish Ches, if you're Zainu Bachronim Sham, De'ein birchas shlosha poteres me'ein shlosha velo birchas bori nefashos rabos. That a person who hears the 3 brachos, meaning benching, that will not patter up an alamichya, and that will not patter up a bari nefashos. Therefore, if you ate cake or you ate a vegetable, you would have to make your own bracha achrona of alamichya or bari nefashos after you finish hearing the zimun. However, Im ochal tmarim oshasa yayin. If the fruit you happened to eat was tmarim, it was dates, oshasa yayin, or you drank wine, so bevadai mahani bidyevid. In those particular cases, then it will help to be yotzei with the benching that you hear bidyevid. The hakaim alam is simen reishches. We pass in later on, as we'll see in simen reishches, the im bidyevid beirach aleihem berachas hamazon yotzei. These foods, by tmarim, by yayin, bidyevid, if you benched on them, you are yotzei. And based on what the poskim paskin later on, the af al daisa, that even when it comes to porridge, which is really mezonos, in beirach berachas hamazon yotza, that bidyevid, if you benched on it, you are yotzei. So gam bidaisa din hachi, the same thing would be over here. If you ate daisa, bidyevid, you would be yotzei by listening to the benching of the people of the zimun, and that would cover your bracha achrona. But really, even if you have tmarim, you have yayin, you have daisa, you should have intention not to be yotzei with the benching. You really have to make the proper bracha achron on each food. So even though it's true the benching covers these foods with the evid, but it's certainly not lechatchila, better you have in mind not to be yotzei with the benching and make your own ala milchia, ala eitz, ala gefen, or borin nefashos afterwards. Sivkoten Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber told us this whole discussion of the Yerek or any other food is specifically said to join a Zimun of 10. The Belav Dide Yeshchiyuv Zimun Min Ha'Ochlem Pas. The reason why everyone agrees that you could have Yerek to join in for the Zimun of 10 is because anyway there's a Chiyuv of Zimun without you, because they for sure have 3. They for sure have 7. V'lo ba'inan lei elal askaras Hashem. All they need you for is to add in Hashem's name. And therefore, everyone agrees, if you just have Yerek, that would be good enough. But if you are trying to join a Zimun of 3 and you are number 3, there the first shita says you must have a kazayis pas. If katan yud ches, then mukhuya bebechas hamazon. You must eat something that's mechay bebechas hamazon. Then the 3 of you have a chiyah bebechas hamazon. Then you can make a Zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cutting your test, the second sheet that said, even Kazayas dug and even Mizonos is okay, Hainu Kigon Daisa. For example, the parge that we've been discussing, the Kayotze Bom, Mine Mazon, or any other Mine Mazon, Shechayev Lavarech, Olav, Brocha, Achas, Mein Shalosh, any kind of food that requires Al Milchia afterwards, would be okay according to sheet number 2, when you're trying to join in to a Zeman of 3. The third and final sheet, which is the most lenient sheet, says that even by a Zimun of 3, when you're joining in as number 3, you could have any food that you want. You could have a Yerek u'b'chol machal, sefkot and chof, v'huat in shtia. And the same thing would be true about having a drink, v'kanal, b'sef beiz, l'inin asara, just like we saw yesterday. L'gabi asara, this sheet of holes is the same halacha. By 3, you could have bread, you could have mizonos, you could have fruit, you could have a drink, everything goes. V'tam de'ezo, and according to this sheet, their reasoning is, the Svira law, they hold the Le'inyan Tseiruf Le'zimun Akilu Gamlu in Yeshosha. They say that we're lenient even when it comes to joining together to a Zimun of 3. Kevan Sheshnayim Mehem Ochlu Pas, since at least 2 of them ate bread, Umuchuyavim Berechas Hamazon, and they have a Chiyah Berechas Hamazon on them, Vahusha Shlishi Ocha Kazayas. As long as you, the third one who is joining, no matter what food you ate, but you ate a Kazayas. Shemuchuyav Akapanim Levarach Berech Achrona. That way, at least you are chayv in a bracha achrona. So again, when you answer and you say, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, Shachalnu is always on a kazayas, so therefore, you will have a chiyah bracha achrona. You could join together, A, you have a bracha achrona chiyav, and B, you could say properly, Shachalnu. Sivkotan Chaf Aleph, that is on the final point of the Mechaber, that since we have this three-way machlokas of what the third person must eat, so if you have 2 people that are eating and the third person comes along, the Mechaber told us, L'chatchila, just give him bread or give him nothing. That way you either make a Zimun for sure according to everyone, or you don't make a Zimun according to everyone. You should avoid giving him anything between nothing and bread. No mezonos, no fruit, no drinks, because then you get involved in a machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Humi Divrei HaMechaber. This is the Mechaber's own words, L'achriya Bein Hashitos, to make a decision between the differing opinions that we had. You should encourage your guest, who's number 3, to bedafka, wash and eat bread. That way he could be yotze, even the first opinion. If he doesn't want bread, lo yitnu lo klal, better to not give him anything. Because otherwise you're going to get yourself involved in a safek chiyuv. Some shittos will say he joins a zimun, you have a chiyuv zimun. Some will say not, so best to avoid it, bread or nothing. Ach, however, b'di'evet im eira shenosnu lo eza dover. But says the Mechaber, as the Mishabur explains, b'di'evet if it happened that you gave him some item she'eno pas, which is not bread, tzorech lochosh l'deya shnia ulazamin imo. You would be concerned for other shitos, and you would, yes, make a zimun anyway. L'chachila, you shouldn't come to this situation, but if you did, you would, yes, make a zimun. Sivkoton chabei is very important, Mishabur over here, l'maisa. V'achshav nohogim. Now the minig is, shein lo ratza lecho pas. You welcome your guest, you offer him some bread, he says, no, I'm not washing. Nosnim lo lechatchila lishtos o lecho eza dover. Okidei achrona. The minig is, although it's certainly better to offer bread, but not like the Mechaber says, try to give him nothing. The minig is that we offer him any food that he wants, and we let him join the zimun. That is the bottom line, that is our minig. It's not the best way to go. The best way to go is to have him have nothing. But l'maisa, the minhag has evolved that we do give him any food that he wants, and we do allow him to join in the three for the zimun. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter and Siv Dalet. Chaverim she'ochlu ke'echad. Some friends were eating together. Ktsasam ochlu k'dei svia. Some of the people in the chabura ate till they were full, and they have a chi of a benching daraisa. Uktsasam lo ochlu el kazayas, and some of them only ate a kazayas, so they're only chayiv in benching midirabonim. Im kulam yodim levarich, if everyone there knows how to bench, mitzvah sheyavarich oso sheochal kedei svia viyotzi asa achirim. If one person is going to be benching to be motzi everyone, even though everyone knows how to bench, meikra adin, this is the best way to do it. One person benches, everyone listens. So it's best to have a person that is a chi of daraisa benching, that ate till he was full to be motzi everyone in benching, and not to have one of the people that only ate a kazayas that's only chayv in benching with the rabbanim. That's if they all know how to bench, and your options are open, you could choose anyone. V'im ein yodim kulam levarech, but if they don't all know how to bench, so mi sha'ochal kazayas yochal lohotzi af osam sha'ochlu k'dei svia. Then you would be allowed to have one of the people that ate only a kazayas who's only chayv in benching with the rabbanim, and he could be motzi everyone, even those who ate till they're full and have a chi of benching daraisa. Explains the Mishabura Sivkoton Chav Gimel. So he said it's a mitzvah if everyone knows how to bench, and you can have one person benching for everyone, it should be someone that has a chi of daraisa. Dekevan daharbe mehem ochlu k'dei svia. Since many of the people there ate till they were full, umuchuyavim b'brachas hamazon min haTorah, and they're chayvim benching daraisa, mutav sheyotziim gam kein oso sheochal kedei svia umuchuyav min haTorah kemoso. It's best that the one who's going to be motzi, those who have a chiyav daraisa, is someone who also ate till he was full and also has a chiyav daraisa. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Tazav, he writes, the fact that the Mechaber uses a lashon of it's a mitzvah to have him do it, we see it's only a mitzvah lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev, it's the best way, but it doesn't actually have to be done that way. Continues the Mishabura. The way I explained it is what the Mishabura says, this is bedafka. If one person is benching and being motzi, everyone in benching. So then, it's better, there's a mitzvah to see to it that the one that's leading everyone in benching has a chi of daraisa, if he's being motzi, others that have a chi of daraisa. Aval im mevarachin kol echa bifnei atzmo. But if you're doing like we normally do, that everyone is benching themselves anyway, elo she'echad mezamin aleim, just one is leading the zimun for them, then the Mishabura says, lo kap dino kulihai, then we're not so makbid. Ulechachilo yochal azamin aleim af mishalo ochal kiim kazayas. Then it's 100% fine, lechachilo, even for a person who only ate a kazayas, who only has a chiv derabanan, to lead the zimun. So when it comes to leading the actual benching, then it's a mitzvah to have someone who has a chiv deraisa. But if all he's doing is leading the zimun, but everyone's benching, so it's lechachilo to have someone lead the zimun who only has a chiv derabanan of eating a kazayas. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Tazayin, he writes, the birchas hazimun lerov haposkim hu midirabanan. So the Mishabura and the Shaar Tzion brings over here from the Prima Gadim that the reason why we're leaning when it comes to the Zimun is because anyway the Zimun is only Midirabanan. So if one has the Chiyav Midirabanan, that's going to be okay. That is the Mishabura's Mahalach throughout the Sugyas and the Halachas of Zimun, that he goes and he says that the Halach of Zimun is only Midirabanan. But if you look at note 23, The Chazanish mefakfik bazev kosav. The Chazanish takes issue with this mishabura very strongly, and he writes she'eno yodeya mihema rova poskim. The Chavos Chaim just wrote because a Muslim the rov poskim is midrabanan. Zot the Chazanish, I don't know who rov poskim is. Uleshitaso birchas azimun midaraisa. The Chazanish holds that zimun is daraisa, and therefore he might take issue with this psak of the mishabura as well. That the zimun, if you're just making a zimun, the mishabura says it's only derabanan. So anyone could do it, even one with only a few of the Rabbanan. L'chara, the Chazanish would say, no, Zeman is Daraisa, and therefore it would be a mitzvah to have someone who has a chiyuv Daraisa in the benching to lead the Zeman, which is Daraisa as well. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sef Kadon Chav Dalet. In the second case of the Mechaber, we said, if they don't all know how to bench, then it's okay to get someone who only ate a kazayas, who knows how to bench, to be motzi those who ate a kadei sviya that don't know how to bench. Really, midaraisa, one who ate zero is allowed to bench for someone who ate till he was full. Because really, we say there's arvus. Once your friend already ate, he has an absolute chiyuv daraisa now birchas hamazon. Everyone's responsible for each other. We're all guarantors for each other. The same way I can make kiddush for someone else, so I could bench for someone else. Even if I was yotze kiddush already, I can make kiddush again for someone else. Afal pishi yotze motzi. See here also, I didn't even eat, but daraisa, I can bench for someone else and be motzi him. Ella mipnei sha'omer sheker b'ma sha'omer sha'achalnu. The only problem is when it comes to a zimun. If I'm leading the benching and the zimun, and I'm going to say baruch sha'achalnu mishalo, that's sheker. B'ma sha'omer sha'achalnu v'hulo achal. There's a side problem with me leading the benching if I didn't eat. Midaraisa, I'm allowed to bench for him. Kol yisrael em zel azel. I can be motzi him eschiyav. The problem is making a zimun and saying shachalnu when you didn't eat anything. That's a sheker, so you can't say that. So therefore, it's shrichu chachamim sheyochol kazayas mitchila. Therefore, Chazal required that before you lead the zimun, that you have to eat a kazayas, so you could say baruch shachalnu. But v'ayin b'magid Avram shemistapik. But based on that, the Magid Avram has the following suffix. Lefiza, according to this, if that's the whole reason why I have to have eaten, is so I could say baruch shachalnu. So im heim rak shnayim. Let's say I'm there with one friend, just the two of us. The belav hochi ena mezamnim. So there's no zimun. So there's no problem with baruch shachalnu that would be sheker if I didn't eat and I'm being motzi him in his benching. So efshir di yochol hotzi chaveru sheni yodei levaruch afilu im lo ochal klal. So then we'll go back to the rule daraisa. Zokta magen Avram. Maybe we could say if I'm sitting with my friend, I didn't eat. He ate as a chiyuv daraisa. So there's arvus. What was the problem? I can't say baruch shachalnu. That's only if there's a zimun. If there's two people, there's no zimun. So l'chora, I should be able to bench without eating anything and be motzi my friend. That's what the Magen Avraham has as a suffik. Umitzadeh lahachmir. But he comes out leaning that one should be machmir. And the reason for that chumrah is, based on the Yerushalmi says that based on the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata uverachta. That the pasuk is telling us, says the Yerushalmi, you have to have an achila to have a benching. You can't bench unless you have an achila. Therefore, even though normally, really I could bench for someone else, but a special din the Yerushalmi brings down, based on the pasuk, that I can't bench for someone else unless I did an achila. And that would apply even if there isn't a problem of zimun, of the lashon of baruch shachanu, just betzim, you can't bench for someone else because of this side point that the pasuk says, v'ochalto v'savato v'erachto. V'chein koso bel yirabba. So too writes El Yerabba, the Midrabbanan b'chol gavni ein echad motzi chaveru b'brechas hamazon. That Midrabbanan, in all cases, one person cannot be motzi his friend in benching. Ela im kein hu gam kein b'chuya b'davar, unless you're also b'chuya b'davar. V'chein mucha b'hedya b'chudushe ha-ro'a l'brachos v'berit v'ra shashana chavtes u'b'shita m'kubetz as brachos daf memches ayin shom. Now the Hezbro over there of the ra'a, and the other Rishonim is that normally we say by a Birchas HaMitzvah I can be Motzi someone else. Even if I'm not Chayiv or I was Yotzei Machiyav, Afal Bishi Yotzei Motzi, I can make Kiddush for someone else. I can make the Bracha on a shofar for someone else, even though I was Yotzei already. I can do it for someone else. We say Arvus. That's by a Mitzvah. By a birchas hanenin, if someone wants to eat an apple, I can't make a bari pri eitz and he eats the apple, unless I'm also taking part in the apple. The reason for that is because we say he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat the apple. Don't eat the apple, you won't need the bracha. By a mitzvah, he has an absolute chiyuv, so then you can help him satisfy his chiyuv. But a birchas hanenin, what's a pleasure, we say don't have the pleasure, you won't need the bracha. But some rishonim say that when it comes to birchas hamazon, although really it's like a birchas hanenin, there, even though it's a birchas hamitzvah mitzad the chiyuv, you ate already, now you have an absolute chiyuv, so we should say arvus, but since it's a bracha on a hanah, it's a bracha on an achila, you may get confused between birchas hamazon and a bracha rishona, birchas hanenin. And if we're going to allow you to be motzi someone else in benching, if you didn't eat, you might come to be motzi someone else in a bari priya eitz when you didn't eat either, and that would be a problem. So even though meikar adin, it should be okay for me to bench with someone else, but we're worried you might get confused in different birchas hanenin, and then you would say it in a birchas hanenin where there's not an absolute chiyuv. Because by a regular bracha rishona, we say, don't eat, and you won't need the bracha, so I can't be motzi you. By benching, we don't say that, because he already ate. Now he has an absolute chiyuv, so really I should do it, but the rishonim say it's not so poshit, because you may mix it up with other birchas hanenin, and therefore they come out, and they say that midrabanan is better only to be motzi someone else in benching if you have a chiyuv of benching yourself. We will stop here and continue with the rest of this sif with the Ramah in Mirza Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.